Come on, let's lift up our voice before the Lord on this morning. Let's lift up our voices before the Lord on this morning, for he is good. He is greatly to be praised. He is wonderful. He is majestic. He is awesome. Hallelujah. I encourage you to unmute your phone at this time as we lift up the Savior on this morning, as we exalt his name, hallelujah, together, hallelujah. We bless your name, Father, for you alone are worthy of glory. You alone are worthy of praise. You alone, Lord God, are worthy, hallelujah, of all of our adoration on this morning. And we lift up our voices, O God, hallelujah, unto you this morning. O God, we lift up our voices unto you on this morning, and we bless your name, Father, for you alone are worthy. You alone are good. You alone, O God, hallelujah, are deserving of our praise on this morning. Come on, people of God. Come on, wake up this morning. Shift your posture on this morning and let us magnify the Lord together. Hallelujah. Father, you are good, oh God. Hallelujah. And your mercy endureth forever. You are good. Hallelujah. You are matchless. Hallelujah. You are good, good Father on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, mighty God. Come on, this is the prayer line where we engage the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Together, hallelujah. As the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We lift him up. We lift him up. Hallelujah. 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 We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. With our whole heart on this morning. Hallelujah. With our whole mind on this morning, we focus and set our gaze on the Savior, on the Master, on our Redeemer, on our Lord. Hallelujah. He is Lord over our lives on this morning. He is Lord over our souls. Hallelujah. He is our redemption. Come on, we talked about that on yesterday. Hallelujah. He has redeemed us. He has redeemed us. He has purchased us with his precious blood. He has made a purchase. Hallelujah. And therefore, there is no covenant. There is no authority. Hallelujah. That has ownership over our soul and over our family. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ is the Lord over our lives. Glory be to God. Can you just take a moment and bless him and honor him? Hallelujah. And love on him this morning. Hallelujah. Let him know, God, I love you. God, I worship you. God, I praise you. Hallelujah. There is no one in my life that can compare to you, Father. Hallelujah. There is no one greater than you. No one wiser than you. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, mandarama alekia kaporia papantele bekia trakada. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Good morning, people of God. Good morning to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I am so glad to be here on this morning. Many say in the land of the living, but I'm going to say in the land of the dying on my way. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I can't say I'm in the land of the living. Let me shift that, because my reality is eternity. Hallelujah. I live in the realm of eternity even right now. Amen. That is my reality. Amen. Hallelujah. This world, amen, will die, because the Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a new earth and a new heaven, amen, shall descend. But I thank God that I don't have to wait. Amen. That's why I shifted. God just reminded me, I don't have to wait, amen, to get there. I am already, my reality is eternity. Amen. I have an eternal perspective. Do you on this morning? Do you have an eternal perspective on today? Amen. I pray that you do. I pray that you do. Amen. That your reality is eternity. That your reality is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Amen. And that is the realm in which you operate out of. We give God glory on this morning to be again with you for 60. Amen. At the 5 a.m. hour, and we've been talking about yesterday at 5, noon, we talked about it, and we're talking about it again today. Want to talk about legalities and the principle of the reality of exchange. We really dealt with fear yesterday. We talked about, you know, how many believers, you know, they have the language of attacks and warfare and oppression. Amen. We thank God for the pioneer, Cindy Trim, who really brought us to, the Lord used her to bring us into tactical warfare and what that actually looked like, right? And so, you know, over the years, we understand that, and we understand enemies, and we understand how to fight. But what we don't really have true understanding of is authorization and access and claims. But some of you that are here are interested in law. Some of you may be lawyers. You may work in the legal system, in the court system, in the criminal system. You know, maybe you have been a part of the military before. So you understand authorization and access and claims when somebody claims you or something claims you, right? And so we explained yesterday that, you know, of course, you know, when you live this life, you're going to experience loss, and some of that loss is going to be connected to attacks, right? And if you live this life, you understand that, you know, for some of us, that our losses were because of our own decisions, right? But I think the thing that we don't understand, and we spend years fighting against these things, but we don't understand, we ignore the root. We fight the symptoms, but we ignore the root, right? And when a person learns to discern from a legal standpoint, from legal access, right, then what we can do is we can apply the redemption of Jesus, right, with precision, right? We don't want to be like ones, as the scripture explains it, beating the air. We're praying, but we're praying amiss, or we're praying and we're not really hitting the target. We want to pray with precision. We want to pray with insight. We want to pray with a target in mind. And so that's the reason why we pause and we kind of give us direction, amen, when we're praying, so we know what we're actually targeting. And so on this morning, we're going to continue to talk in this particular vein of the reality of exchange, but I want to talk to you about trade in the spirit, amen, through the gatekeeping authority, right? When we're all, at least we should be anyway, gatekeepers. And so I want to talk to you about, you know, the function of being a gatekeeper, the function trading in the spirit often functions through gatekeeping authority. So in natural terms, a stranger cannot just walk into your house unless a door is open, right? You know, yes. Yesterday somebody came to my door. They needed a signature for something, and me being who I am, who are you, what you need, where you from, let me see your badge, you know what I mean? Because you just can't walk up on me without identifying who you are, right? And so I'm sure you're not going to just let some stranger just walk into your house, you know, and they can't get in unless they break in. And if anybody breaks in, the Bible says that they're a thief. They don't come in through the door, which the door we know is Jesus. They try to go any other way. This is the difference between prophets and sorcerers. This is the difference between mystics and those that, you know, operate from the dark realm, right? They operate from the same realm, but they operate from a different source. We all understand that, right? Okay. Some of us come in through the door, which is Jesus, but some of us coming in through back doors. We want Jesus, and we want dark magic, right? A stranger cannot walk into your house unless a door is open. In the spirit, in spiritual terms, influence can be resisted from the outside, but permission from the inside creates access. Let me say that again. In spiritual terms, influence can be resisted from the outside, but permission from the inside creates access. So a gatekeeper can be a parent. A gatekeeper can be a priestly figure in your family line. Like some of you all that are here today, you are the priestly figure in your family line. That's why the resistance comes to you. right? A gatekeeper can be a leader in a territory. A gatekeeper can be an authority figure who speaks for a system. And so when that person enters covenant with darkness, whether through worship, whether through vows, whether through occult practice, whether through persistent rebellion, did you hear that? When you keep persisting and keep doing, you know, what you want to do, you don't want to unmute your line and talk out loud because you don't like to talk out loud, right? Right? But you don't understand when the Lord gives us a directive, the Lord, not me, not anybody else on this line, but when the Lord gives us a directive, we should let our hearts bow. We should not allow the spirit of fear to dictate what we're going to do or not do when it comes to the Lord. So when we as people, amen, when we come into covenant with darkness, right, the consequences can become generational burdens. I talked about it yesterday. A lot of times we have this mentality that, you know, whatever I do, it only affects me. No. These become generational burdens. Even last night, as we were, I was walking them through a timeline of the ages, and I was showing them how in each age, how things, very practical things, they gave more access and more distribution to darkness. We went all the way back to the 1900s when some of our great-grandparents were born, where they weren't just writing on parchment paper and sending it by a messenger on a horse, but they had newspapers now, and they had radio now, and they had different industrial power, right? And they had more access to be able to distribute darkness. And so this principle is reinforced in Scripture through the idea of representational action. Excuse me. A decision made by a representative can affect those connected to them. We have people that stand in for us as citizens of America that are part of Congress. They are stand-ins speaking for communities. And when they make decisions as our representatives, it affects everyone that's connected in community. This is why lineage is important. It is also why blessing and judgment can move through our generations. This is also why you cannot treat covenant trade as just, oh, this is just about me. No. It often operates through family systems. It often operates through inherited structures. We know that because we can look at our own lives and say to ourselves, you know what, I'm dealing with stuff I didn't even inherit. I didn't even do. I inherited it. I'm just like, my mama does that. Huh? Some things are taught, right? But some things are inherited. And so that should lead us into this critical question. If trade exists, then what is being traded? What? What is being traded on the floor, on the trading floor? When Jesus speaks about the soul, he is speaking about a life-bearing identity. That's what your soul is. We talked about that. Your soul is a life-bearing identity. And in Hebrew thought, the soul is connected to the person's inner life. In Hebrew thought, your soul is connected to your decision-making capacity, your living essence. Scripture also connects life, what did we say yesterday, to the blood. And that's why bloodlines. You keep hearing people talk about the bloodlines. It's not just your biological line. They are covenant. They are continuity lines. Look at your bloodline as your continuation. You are part of a bloodline, naturally and spiritually. And that is how covenants are passed down, through continuity. And if the enemy cannot create life, then his strategy is to go ahead and corrupt it. So he attempts to damage your will. He attempts to distort your sight. He attempts to distort your discernment. He wants to numb your conviction. He wants to fracture your identity. He wants to redirect your destiny. And this is one of the reasons you can see people whose conscience seems to be hardened beyond what their experiences should explain. A person can be alive and still deeply impaired in their inner faculties, and they don't respond to conviction. They don't respond to truth. They don't respond to the fear of the Lord. And that is not me calling every difficult personality a demonic transaction, but it is me naming a biblical category. The soul can be impaired. The heart can be hardened. The conscience can be seared. Discernment can be lost. Your desires can be corrupted. These are spiritual realities that Scripture addresses. Many people ask, how will the enemy even know what to target in my life? Right? Scripture teaches that assignment can exist before your birth. God tells Jeremiah that he was known and appointed before he was even formed. That's so intentional. Your calling is intentional. Your formation is intentional. The womb of your mother wasn't just a place of biology. The womb of your mother was a gate, your gate of fashioning. Being in the womb of your mother was the season where you as a child was being formed, where you were experiencing parental covering. And Scripture also shows that spiritual systems attempt to track. They don't just track sacred moments. They track sacred people. Mm-hmm. The wise men from the east, they recognized the timing of Jesus' birth, right? And they traveled because they were able to discern where there's something sacred that's being born. I got to find it. Pharaoh ordered the death of Hebrew male children, right? Why? Why? Because the male was sacred. There's an attempt to silence you as a deliverer. There's an attempt to silence your bloodline. And so we're here this morning not to just give you the insight, but so that you would know and you would not just fight symptoms, but you would get to the root of the matter. You would not stop wondering, why does this keep happening to me? You know why it keeps happening to you? Because you are a gatekeeper. You are the priest in your line. You are the one that places sacrifices on the altar of the Lord, before the Lord, for not just your family, but for your community. And so as we're praying on this morning, I want us to really focus in on this target on today. I want us to really understand how precious your soul is, not just your own, but the souls that are a part of your line, a part of your bloodline on this morning. And we're not just merely just saying words. We're not merely just, you know, exercising, you know, and being intense for no reason. We are targeting something, and we are pulling that thing up from the root. We are identifying it. We're not going to be like Aleve or Tylenol that just masks the issue. When the headache comes and it is pointing to something, but we don't always know why we exactly have a headache. We just know we have the headache, and so we don't want to have the headache anymore, and so we go take something to stop the headache, but that doesn't stop the root of the matter. We got to get to the root of the matter. Because we don't want the headache to persist. We want the headache to stop and never return. We want the harassment to stop and never return. We want the sickness to stop and never return. We don't want to mask it with something that can't help the problem. And so on this morning, as we pray, and we pray with intelligence, we pray with insight on this morning, let us target the root and not the system. Let's take these last few moments that we hear this morning and begin to lift up our voices before our kinsman redeemer on this morning. Amen. Yesterday we canceled his ownership. We canceled the ownership of darkness, excuse me. And we understand that we've been translated into a different bloodline because of our kinsman redeemer, which is Christ Jesus. And so we break that pattern in Jesus' name. We break the pattern of being owned by demonic covenants and agreements that were made by us or even before us in Jesus' name. Amen. And so let us lift up our voice on this morning as we pray. Amen. On this morning before the Lord, let's pray with insight, let's pray with clarity, and let's pray against anything that is coming up against our soul and the souls of our lineage in Jesus' name. Come on, let's pray together on this morning, Father. Lord God, as we lift up our voice on this morning, Father, Lord God, we submit, Lord God, to your lordship again, Father. We submit our minds to your lordship, Father, and we repent, Lord God, of every sin and every compromise, oh God, and every form of idolatry, Lord God, hallelujah, that we have done unknowingly, Lord God, or knowingly, Lord God, or even things that we inherited, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We renounce, oh God, on this morning, God, every ungodly covenant, Father, Lord God, known or unknown, Father, we renounce it in Jesus' name. We renounce every vow, Lord God, that we made in ignorance or we made, Lord God, in a time, Lord God, of pain, Lord God, we renounce it in Jesus' name, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would overturn, Lord God, any vow, Lord God, that was made, Father, Lord God, that you would veto it this morning, oh God, in Jesus' name. Any vow made, Lord God, hallelujah, in our own ignorance, oh God, or during a time, Lord God, of desperation, Father, Lord God, we made vows, Lord God, that we would not do or we would do a certain thing, Lord God, hallelujah, because we were desperate. But God, we pray on this morning, Lord God, that not only will you forgive us, but God, that you would veto, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those things that we've said out of our mouth or any agreements, Lord God, that were made, Lord God, on our behalf, Lord God, without our knowledge, Father, Lord God, we renounce, Lord God, every agreement, Lord God, that we have made, Lord God, with toxicity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with toxic practices and patterns, God, we renounce every dedication, Lord God, that was offered to darkness, Father, whether, Lord God, it was through a ceremony, whether it was through our persistent disobedience, Lord God, we know this morning that you are our kinsman redeemer. We acknowledge you as the one who has redeemed our souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge you, Lord God, as the one who has recovered our soul. You have recovered our family, Lord God. We acknowledge you as the one who restores what was stolen, Father, in the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord God, on this morning, Lord God, that our lives belong to you by covenant. My life belongs to you by the covenant of Jesus Christ. Lord God, by the blood of Jesus, we cancel every claim of ownership that is not from God. We declare, Lord God, that we have been redeemed, and therefore, Lord God, we are not the property of darkness. Our children are not the property of darkness, and we cut off every legal access, Lord God, that has given claim to darkness. We We cut it off in the name of Jesus. We cut its source off in the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord God, that we have been purchased by the blood and we cannot be traded. We declare, Lord God, that the cross has answered, oh God, every accusation. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood is speaking for us on this morning, that your blood prevails for us in this morning, and therefore every legal document that was written against our bloodline, we thank you, Lord God, that it is voided in Jesus' name. We revoke every permission that has been granted by sin. We revoke every permission that has been granted by the occult. We revoke every permission, Lord God, that has been granted through idolatrous worship. We revoke every permission granted through hidden altars in our family line, God. We revoke every permission granted through distorted belief systems, Lord God. We will not resist truth. We will love truth in the name of Jesus. We won't just believe truth. We won't just hear truth, but we love truth in the name of Jesus, and we do not resist truth, Father. We come in agreement with your truth on this morning in the name of Jesus. We come in agreement with your truth on this morning. What you say is true. What you say is so in the name of Jesus, God. God, Father, we bring our bloodlines, oh God, on this morning under the government of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord God, to let your mercy speak, Lord God, on the behalf of my bloodline. Let your mercy speak on the behalf of my bloodline, Father. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you would allow the cleansing flow, Lord God, where there's been defilement. Hallelujah. In my bloodline, Father, let the cleansing flow through my bloodline on this morning, Father. Wherever, Lord God, anyone in my bloodline has defiled, Lord God, hallelujah, you have defiled, Lord God, your kingdom. Lord God, thank you for a cleansing, oh God, upon our sons and our daughters, God. Let truth expose what they cannot see. Let truth expose, Lord God, the thing, Lord God, that has been hidden from you, Lord God, hidden from them, Father. You said, Lord God, that a man, Lord God, hallelujah, that Lord God has not seen the light, that he's blind, Father. And God, we pray this morning, God, that you would remove blindness, that you would remove scales from the eyes of our loved ones, God, particularly, Lord God, our male, Lord God, counterparts, Father, Lord God, our sons, Father, Lord God, our brothers, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you would strip them away from the blindness and open their eyes so that they can see in Jesus' name that it's not in ancestral worship, Lord God, that it's not in what people refer to as a white man's religion, Father, but you would open their eyes, oh God, so that they would see the truth, Lord God, that the enemy has been trying to mask, oh God, for generations upon generations, Lord God, where they don't want them to come into the knowledge of the truth. But on today, God, we come against the spirit of blindness. We pray, God, that they would eyes, that their eyes would be opened, oh God, naturally and spiritually, Lord God, so that they may see in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for our male seed in Jesus' name. We pray for the male seed in our lineage, our husbands, our sons, our brothers, our uncles, Lord God, the men of our community. We lift them up before you, Lord God. We thank you that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, prevails for them today. It speaks for them today, and we cancel every assignment against, oh God, the head of our community in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment against, oh God, the leaders of our community in the name of Jesus. We declare today, Lord God, that they would not come under a spirit of bribery or a spirit of mammon or a spirit of greed or a spirit of despondency in the name of Jesus. But we declare today, Lord God, that they would stand in their kingdom rights in the name of Jesus, and they would take their rightful place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as the head, God, and they would dominate, and they would occupy every space, oh God, that the Lord, their God, has given unto them. Lord God, I thank you on today, Lord God, that we would not exalt these people, Lord God, that are talking against you, God, that are talking against the church. We will not use our mouths to continue, Lord God, to tear down the church and to tear down, oh God, Lord God, the people of God, but we will use our mouth to edify in Jesus' name. We will not be one that just talk about the problem, but we thank you, Lord, that we are solution-based as well, that we have come with solutions. Lord God, that we come, Lord God, with light. Lord God, that we come, Lord God, with problem-solving in the name of Jesus. We come with structure. We come with order in the name of Jesus. We will not be a part, Lord God, of ones, Lord God, of gossip lines, oh God. We will not encourage it. We will not repeat it in the name of Jesus. We will not, oh God, Lord God, be a part of them, Lord God, that continues to share information that we know, Lord God, that is connected to slander and gossip. We cover our pastors and our leaders on this morning that are men. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we will not be ones to use our mouth to tear down leadership. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, to expose leadership. But God, we will cover God. Lord God, just as Noah's sons covered him, Lord God, during the time of vulnerability, we will cover our leaders. We will not uphold wrong. But God, we will not allow the enemy to come in and talk against your church and talk against your leadership and talk against your men and women of God in the name of Jesus. But God, we thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, correction. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, Lord God, for conviction on this morning. And we pray this morning that conviction will fall upon the hearts of mankind. Lord God, that you would bring them into levels of conviction. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're praying today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, wherever there's been a pattern, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of loss, God, wherever there's been a pattern of bribery, Lord God, wherever there's been a pattern, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, of sexual immorality, Lord God, wherever there's been a pattern, oh God, in the name of Jesus, of slothfulness, wherever there's been a pattern, we cut off the sword. We cut up the source that is feeding it now. We cut up the source, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that is feeding fear. We cut up the source this morning in the name of Jesus. We will not continue to supply fear. We will not continue to supply greed. We will not consider. We will not keep supplying ignorance in the name of Jesus. We cut up the source. We cut up the source this morning. In the name of Jesus. We cut up the source, oh God, that is causing our appetite to go after things, Lord God, that are bringing, that's bringing destruction to our lives. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that there is another way. There's another way, God, and we take that way on this morning. Hallelujah, Father. We don't choose what's comfortable. We don't choose, Lord God, the thing that we like, but it's destroying us. We thank you, oh God, that we cut off the source even in our appetites, Lord God, that is causing our bodies, Lord God, hallelujah, to be afflicted. Lord God, teach us how to hate the very thing, Lord God, that destroys us. Lord God, teach us, Lord God, not to love the thing that is bringing destruction to our lives because it's comfortable, because that's what we know. Cut off the source. We cut off the source this morning. We cut off the source. We cut off the source. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. We don't care what level it is. We don't care if it's on a cultural level.
on a social level. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we cut it off. We will not replicate things, Lord God, that are damaging our lineage. Lord God, in the name of social, of being social, or being, Lord God, in a cultural norm or a social norm, we don't care. Lord God, the only norm that we want to be a part of is the kingdom norm. Whatever's normal in the kingdom, that's what we want to do. In the name of Jesus, we want to live out all of our days, and we want to live them out strong. We want to live out all of our days, oh God, and we want to live them out, God, healthy. We want to live out all of our days, and we don't want our days to be cut off because of ignorance. In the name of Jesus, so we bring our souls into alignment today. We bring our souls into alignment with the Word of God. Come on, we bring our souls into alignment with the Spirit of the living God. I agree with God today. I agree with you, Father. I agree with your word. I agree with your will. I agree with you today in the name of Jesus. Hey, somebody needs a shout. I agree with God. Hey, teach me another way. Teach me another way. The way that leads to life and not destruction. Teach me another way. The way, oh God, that leads to maturity, Lord God, and not immaturity. Teach me another way. So I don't shrink back when I know I need to stand up. Oh God, teach me the way of the bold. Teach me the way of the courageous. Teach me the way of the truth teller today. To be truthful in every way, in everything. I will be truthful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love truth. I love your truth, Father. I love the way of the Lord. I love it, oh God. I love it, oh God. I thank you for bringing us into the light. I thank you, oh God, for bringing us into your way and into your will. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, for showing forth your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, for your exercising patience with us, God, until we get it. Oh God, thank you, Lord God, for suffering long with your people. Lord God, until we get it. Thank you, Lord God, for not turning us over to darkness. Thank you, Lord God, for not turning us over, Lord God, to our own will. Thank you, Lord God, for telling us no, God, even when we wanted it. Thank you, Lord God, for cutting off the source that was bringing destruction to us. God, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Because of the way that seemed right to me. But God, at the end of it, it was going to destroy me. Thank you for cutting me off. Lord God, from the very thing that was trying to kill me, trying to take me out, trying to take out my lineage, my spiritual lineage. God, thank you. I thank you, God. Hallelujah on this morning. I thank you, God. Hallelujah for snatching me out of the hand of the enemy. I thank you, God, that you didn't allow me to be like everybody else. Thank you. I wanted to fit in. I wanted them to like me. I was wondering why. Every time it seemed like I was being rejected. But God, you were protecting me every time. God, you were protecting me. You wouldn't turn me loose. You kept your hook in me. You kept your hook in me, God. And God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that you didn't let me get too far. You didn't let me get too deep. You didn't let me, oh God, go astray. God, I thank you. Oh God, I tried to do my own thing, but God, I thank you that you intervened. You interrupted my plans. You interrupted my own way. God, you showed me another way, and you made me into another man. And God, I thank you. You fine-tune our perception. So that we can judge rightly, so that we can discern rightly, God. Thank you. I was going to give up. I was going to turn back. I was going to go back to my old ways, because it seemed like my old ways got me further. But God, I thank you that you allowed me, Lord God, to keep on going, to keep on pushing. Even when I got weak, God, you strengthened me along my journey, God, so that I could make it. God, I thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you for your mercy.
Father.
Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord God, merciful back. Thank you, merciful Father. Thank you, God, for showing mercy. Oh God, we know we didn't deserve it. We know, Lord God, we should have been in prison. We know, oh God, that we should have been, Lord God, 6 feet under. Oh God, we know, Lord God, hallelujah, you spared our life. You gave us favor. Oh God, even, Lord God, in prison situations, God, you gave us favor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For your faithful
Jesus, you did it. Jesus, you get the credit. Jesus, you did it. Hallelujah. And you keep on doing it for me. And you keep on doing it for my family. God, Jesus, you did it. You did it. You did it again. You keep on doing it. You keep on making ways. You keep on opening doors. You keep on closing the doors that need to be closed. God, I thank you, Lord God, that the enemy no longer has access. The enemy no longer has a way in. The enemy no longer, oh God, hallelujah, the covenant has been broken. Lord God, the exchange has been made. And God, you have redeemed us. You have purchased our soul. Hallelujah. It does not belong to the enemy. The enemy no longer has claim over my children. The enemy no longer has claim over my bloodline. Oh, my dear, my eye, and my soul. Because I belong to God.
Thank you, Lord, for continuing.
And my spiritual lineage belongs to God. My biological lineage belongs to God. Hallelujah. On this morning, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing in the lives of your people. We don't take any credit for it. We know that it's only you. We know that it's only you. There's no way that we could know what we know unless you revealed it to us. There's no way, oh God, even when doctors couldn't find it, God, you begin to reveal. Hey, Lord God, even when people said they didn't know who killed such and such, they didn't know who took that one out, God, you begin to reveal. You begin to expose the darkness. You begin to expose the network of darkness. Lord God, that took out my son, that took out my daughter. Lord God, you begin to expose, Lord God, the darkness that caused, Lord God, me to be addicted to drugs. You begin to expose, Lord God, the root of the perversion. And the source has been cut off. The source has been cut off. The source has been cut off. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, for some of you on this that are on this line, that there are going to be people that are going to come back to you and they're going to apologize. I hear that so clearly, that there are going to be people that are going to come back to you and apologize. And you're not going to quite understand, or you're not going to quite understand when they apologize why they're apologizing, because what they did is so buried, you don't even remember it. You don't remember the offense any longer. But God is demanding and commanding an apology to be given to you.
This is for some of you on the line on this morning. And when you receive that apology, you know, you will know the shift is here. God is giving you favor not only with himself, but also with man. People will know that they're supposed to do things for you, and they won't because of their own stubbornness. But God is causing them to revisit the vow that they made, that they said that they were going to do. He's making them revisit it. He's making them to go back. The scripture says he can bring all things to our remembrance. I know it to be true. I know it to be true. And so, God, we thank you on this morning. Hallelujah. Even though we're not even looking for it, we thank you, Lord God, that what is owed to us, whether it be an apology, whether it be money, whether it be property, whether it be my inheritance that the enemy tried to steal from me, tried to hide that I even had an inheritance. I didn't even know I had an inheritance, but it's been revealed that I do. I thank you in advance for all the things, Lord God, all the treasures unknown to me coming into manifestation in my life. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Redeemer.
Thank you,
Redeemer. Thank you, merciful Savior. I give way to the prophets on this morning to come to exercise in their gifts on this morning, or if they have any comments on this morning, you are more than welcome to come. If Prophet Shan is here, Prophet Zipporiah, Prophet DeMarcus, Apostle Fash, P.I.T. Cameron, P.I.T., Kara, P.I.T., Renita, if you're here, if you have any comments, if you have anything that the Lord gave you on this morning, please feel free to come forth at this time.
Amen. Prophet DeMarcus, I don't have anything, but I just definitely thank God for this recharging and just a reminder of our ability in him to process through what seems impossible or what seems too old or what has seemed to be lingering on for so long. We still have the power, and through him that is, to be who he's given us to be and to be set apart and to live and demonstrate his kingdom. And so I just thank God for this recharge once again.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
This is Apostle Fash. I don't have anything this morning. I just agree with God.
I agree with God. I agree with God.
Praise and peace. This is P.I.T. Cam. I don't have anything. I absolutely agree with God. I absolutely agree with Prophet DeMarcus about this being a space of recharge. And I agree with what God has spoken today on this line.
Glory be to God.
Praise and peace, Prophet Zipporiah. But I want to say that I just thank God. I'm not going to say I don't have anything. I just hear God say that. I just feel it. Let me say it. I thank God. I thank God for continued correction that is building a kingdom culture in his people instead of culture of tradition and culture of things that has kept us bound and in fear and actually trembling and trepidation. I thank God that his continued correction, that even though it seemed at times that it was almost like am I ever going to get it right, or almost burden and a heavy weight to carry, but it was actually the love, it was the compassion of God that continued correction, so that his ways were cultivated and that kingdom culture is built in his people. I'm grateful today. I keep hearing continued correction. for many of us, it seemed as if it would just kept being recurring and recurring. And am I going to ever get it right? Am I going to ever cross over? And to understand that it was the compassions of God that faileth not, that kept bringing us back to continue correction to the perfection of God in us. Be formed. I'm grateful for God today for his continued correction, for him not allowing us to fall by the wayside or leaving us to chance in our own hands. I'm just grateful that he is our God and we are his people.
That's right. We are his people. Amen. And the Bible teaches that who he loves, he chasteneth. Amen. Whom he loves, he chasteneth. Hallelujah. But he doesn't chasten us like a tyrant would. He doesn't bring correction to us like a dictator would. He corrects us like a loving father. He corrects us and gives us mercy and grace and opportunity to do it again. He doesn't, every time we make a mistake or we fail, or even when it's not a mistake and it's habitual, he even loves us back and restores us even in our wrong. He restores us again. Just like when the prodigal son, when he came back, his father gave him a robe, dressed him, told him, "My son is back." Prepared a meal. He was excited to see that his son had returned. That's how God deals with us. That's how God deals with his children. Anyone else on this morning?
If I could, grace and peace, this is Katrina. I just want to ask for traveling mercies. We're listening to on the prayer line this morning while driving to Georgia, and I agree with God this morning, and thank you for the prayer.
Glory to God. Thank God, amen, that you will get there and back home safely. Amen, in Jesus' name. Thank God for angels that are surrounding your car and surrounding your travel and your family. In Jesus' name, we love you.
Thank you. Love you all.
Will there be another on this morning? Amen. Well, we thank God for this time that we've had together at this 5 a.m. hour. And listen, even though it is 5 a.m. on a Friday, amen. What's today? What is today's date? The 23rd, January 23rd, 2026. And you've seen many January 23rds. I know that because you're here. You've seen a lot of January 23rds, but you've never seen January 2026 at 5:52. And so I thank God that we, as the congregation of the saints, that the Lord allowed us another day to come together and gather in this space at a 5 a.m. hour to bless his name. Amen. Take not one moment for granted, because moments are fleeting. Okay? Here one day, gone the next. That's how quick moments in life is, the essence of life. So seize every moment. Enjoy every moment. Enjoy your Friday on today. We'll hear you back here at noon for those that are able to. And for those that are not able to join us at noon, we hope to hear you back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. in the morning. God bless you and more grace.
More grace. More grace.